March 28, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Two Needy People. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the countless ways you provide for me and for those I love, for your many gifts with which you surround us. Read Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. Jesus raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread throughout all that region. Reflect. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Here we find two tales of tragedy and healing woven together. The people involved are very different. One is a synagogue leader, a man of some importance in Jewish society. The other is a social outcast, a woman considered unclean because of her bleeding. Both are facing significant problems that they cannot resolve on their own. Both have reached the point of desperation. Both must do the same three things to receive help from Jesus. First, they must admit to themselves their need of his help. Second, they must come to Jesus seeking that help. One comes openly, the other tries to come secretly. Third, both must come believing, trusting in Jesus to resolve their problem. Both had to overcome obstacles to faith. The fear of what other people might think, the delay caused by the woman, the potential hostility or mockery of those around. See verse 24. One declares his faith clearly and openly in words, the other only by her somewhat shocking actions. Isn't it encouraging to see that faith doesn't have to be perfect to be acceptable to Jesus? Jesus, as ever, was ready and able to help both of these individuals. To him, all needy people matter equally, and he healed the sick girl and restored a daughter who was thought to be dead. He healed the sick woman and restored a social outcast. Thereby, he showed himself to be the Almighty Savior, the Son of God, with all authority and power over evil and all its allies, including sickness and death. No human problem is too big for him to handle. We all have at least one problem that is too big for us to handle: sin. Jesus can help us with that greatest of all problems, too, if we only will come to him. Apply. Bring to Jesus any problems in your own life, or the lives of those you know and love. Closing prayer. Forgive me, Jesus, for those times when I have been reluctant to acknowledge my needs and come to you. Thank you that there is no need of mine, great or small, that you are unwilling or unable to meet.